21 in Carrington, North Dakota, and online at thesetmotors.com. Cassette Motors, where our customers send their friends.
We're the ladies of Another View. Join us at 9 a.m. weekday mornings.
We'll discuss issues you care about from local and national perspectives.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Beck TV and online at beck.news.
So CDs kind of see a trend.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another Live Across the Pond with my pontification partner, Andrew Henderson. Good afternoon, UK.
Good morning, USA. And what have you got to tell me today then, Trent?
Well, I have a whole lot of stuff, but if I start, it's going to be the end of the show, and I know you got something you want to get to.
No,
but the best phone call.
You think a lot of my stuff's a bit trivial, so you tell us the hard stuff.
Okay. First of all, I went and I sent you the information on China and India, and yeah, you were spot on that particular situation. And in a nutshell, what they are doing in China and India is putting up wind and solar as a gimmick and supplying that to other countries. And they're utilizing the coal to make sure they have a reliable energy supply in India and China.
Well, we talked about Wonka yesterday.
Massive.
It's a bit like Willy Wonka giving us the chocolate bar that's the wind and the solar power. And as they give it to you, there's a little sort of evil smile thinking, thank you for allowing us to take over the energy supply of the world.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It really is that it's just, it's almost like India and China are Willy Wonka's factory. And, you know, yesterday in your House of Representatives, we saw very clearly that your current president has been selling confidential information to these people.
But there's nothing to be explained about what's happening in D.C. It's over.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a big deal. And if you go look, and if on my Substack, I posted a little clip with Andrew walking through this from across the pond yesterday, then all of the details on exactly what China and India is doing in building their reliable electric grid. And along those lines, I also got a very good phone call from Baker, Montana, on my way home yesterday. And Clint asked me, he said, Trent, I know you're anti-farm subsidy. You make that very clear. But you need to make it clear how the farmer who has now become reliant, and this is obviously an entire EU, UK, USA situation, has become very reliant on these government payments, transitions out of that. Instead of just complaining about what they take, because we don't take a dime, how do you turn this ship around? And I think that's a worthy challenge. Come up with a plan to turn the ship around.
Absolutely, because all of their income is geared around what the governments have asked them to do, and it's a worldwide plan. They're doing it in lockstep in every country, and that's why the farmers are the first to wake up to it. Really, they're really seeing the writing on the wall, and they're going, "Hold on, this is not for the good of the people. This is not for good."
What hurts my heart is that, you know, when I started doing media, there were a lot of critics about farmer subsidies. And we, as farmers, started taking PIC payments and different things in the 80s to come out of the farm crisis of the 80s. And so there was a lot of negative stigma. And the truth of the matter is that we rolled into the late 1990s and about 2000, there was very little farm subsidies taking place other than crop insurance, and crop insurance is still the big hole in the farm subsidy program. That's where the majority of the payments to farmers go. And the 80% of the entire USDA budget would go to welfare, women, infants, and children, and just direct payments and all of these other things that, that people were tapping into in a food welfare program. And so then we got really critical of saying, look, we can't be being blamed for all of this money that's actually going to the welfare mothers. And now we, instead of fixing that problem, we just decided to join them. So we need to come up with a comprehensive plan so that people on the streets have access to food, have the money to buy the food, and the farmer can produce in a logical manner and get paid appropriately. That's what we need.
You may be well past that as well. You know, you talk about...
No, I don't accept that.
Well, you may well be because, unless you change your currency, because at the moment we're about to see... You saw that debt clock yesterday. It's
105,000
per person. That has to be completely... That has to be stopped and restarted as well.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's going to go out of, you're going to have people with money in their pockets, like in Venezuela, where it's worthless. And that's going to be in America. You know, and that's going to happen here too. So don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. I don't think it's just going to happen in America. But at the moment, that's an issue that's not just down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, what did India, China, Brazil, Russia, what did Dubai, what did they do? Do you know what they did?
No, I do not.
They banned the dollar.
They banned the use of the United States dollar in those countries?
Purchase anything.
Mm.
So that happened yesterday. Pretty significant thing. So the BRICS organizations decided not to do transactions in the US dollar as of yesterday. I understand. That's how I understand it. And there's certainly, that's a big, big thing for them to decide that it's no longer the preferred international currency.
Yeah, because I've traveled in four continents. And the one thing I figured out in traveling to four continents that you can use a card, a credit card, a debit card to pay for four things, or you can use the American dollar. I never had anybody say, no, we won't take the American dollar. No. And I don't know that we've truly had an appreciation for what that meant. But if you can't do that, that certainly will come home quick.
Well, we were number two shoes. The British pound, when I went to countries like Ukraine, when I went to Romania and all across Eastern Europe, the dollar was number one and the British pound was number two. So, you know, you could change pounds.
I'm telling you right here and now, Andrew, if China will not accept the American dollar, I'm not going to China. I'm simply not going to go.
You wouldn't go anyway. But that's the funny thing, how they square that, because most their biggest customer is you. So I don't quite understand that. That logic of that, I don't understand. But of course, the Arabs are involved as well now. And that's what brings in Iraq and Iran and all that side of things. And they're not exactly your best buddies, Trent, at the moment, are they?
Well, speaking of China, wouldn't this be the same government that said, if Nancy Pelosi flies over here to Korea or anywhere, we will shoot her plane down? Yeah, we're rooting for them. They didn't come through.
Well, at least you put a smile on my face this morning. Because yes, and I know that we're talking about very serious issues here, where we are sadly seeing people working away from their livelihoods to make protests, and they're doing it all over the world, and it's coming on deaf ears. But those protests are getting bigger, Trent. That's the only thing I can say. I know you keep saying, well, you know, where are they getting any results? Well, they are continuing to protest. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, you must always be resilient in all endeavors, no doubt about that. I just want to make sure the protest is genuine.
Well, I know that you are the ultimate conspiracy theorist because you believe everything has been completely infiltrated. But yeah, at the end of the day,
I got a call about that too yesterday.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is that if you look around over your shoulder at everybody you meet, then eventually you don't believe anybody, and that's a weakness as well as a strength, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't for Noah, because the conspiracy theorists thought Noah was a conspiracy theorist too, and the fact checkers all drowned.
Yeah. On the fact checking side, just to leave you, obviously, this is it started off with me as a complete no-no story, but it is linked to where you're going here, because it's to do with where the money in the world is. Now, all of a sudden, we had Kate Middleton. She's the heir to the throne. She will be queen if Prince Charles is no longer with us. She had an abdominal problem at Christmas, was told we were going to take a back seat till April. We're now told that she may never come back to royal duty. And, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, goodness me, where is all this going? And now she sent out a photograph of her with her family on Mother's Day. And it turns out that the photograph has been AI'd from a Vogue shoot that she did over 12 months ago. And it isn't her. So that is really quite, you know, for the royal family to have to admit they've been caught out like that. So we're now seeing pictures of people questioning whether she's actually alive. How about that, Trent?
When's Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was last week.
Oh, our Mother's Day's in May.
Our Mother's Day was Sunday last. And they posted this picture, and they've now proven that they dropped her face into this picture. This is the royal family.
So
and they've also, there's another picture of her doing the rounds in a car, which doesn't look like her. And nobody's seen sight and sound of her for 3 months. And now we're hearing that her lawyer, wait a minute, this is how the plot is. Her lawyer is worried about whether she's alive or not. And I'll wait and tell you the next little snippet of this when we get back after the break, Trent, because it gets a lot deeper than that.
So Andrew Henderson starting to follow the clock. What else is going to happen? More Live Across the Pond after this.
I feel COVID knocked out a big group of people and they didn't come back to this area. So now we're trying to build them in high school and college and get them to come back here.
And you've got some innovative things happening in terms of getting into schools and letting them know what opportunities are.
Everybody's so worried about going to college, and now we're catching these kids and everything in high school, and they're willing to just come straight to work. Not that there's anything wrong with going to college, nothing like that, but they can come out, get their on-the-job training, and do all of that at the same time. Plus, they're making money and they're not in school.
Hello and welcome to the MHA Interpretive Center. It's the perfect stop along the Lewis and Clark Trail and the cultural hub of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. Nestled along the shores of Lake Sagagawea in Newtown, North Dakota, 1 mile west of the Four Bears Casino, you can enjoy amphitheater performances, art exhibitions, and educational workshops utilizing our Living Cultural Center. Enjoy some coffee, browse our gift shop, and learn about the original people of this land. Learn more at mhanation.com/interpretive center.
Trent Luce here from my friend Greg Hager. Do you know why he has been named the Entertainer of the Year? It's because he writes his own stuff. It's because what he writes and performs and entertains will touch you in a way like very few songwriters can touch you. His country, his Christian roots come to life. Visit GregHager.com for tour dates, merchandise, and book the show yourself. Use the code GREG24 for a discount. GregHager.com.
Stop out to our facility, Highway 22 South. Let us build a truck for you.
East Fluke Trailers of Dickinson is a family-owned dealer with expert staff that know their products front to back. We stock over 150 units of all types and can custom order a trailer with the unique features and capabilities you require for brands you can trust. Our experienced service team is the reason we're also the best place to have your trailer customized or repaired. Count on Base Flug Trailers of Dickinson to keep you hauling.
Are you looking for something special or one of a kind? At Bassett Motors, we can help you find exactly what you want.
Come on in and experience how small town hospitality and personal service can make car buying a pleasure.
We know interest rates are important to you. We have multiple lenders to negotiate your lowest payment.
Visit us on Highway 281 in Carrington, North Dakota, and online at BassettMotors.com. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Folks, when it comes to crop protection, you need equipment and technology you can count on. The Apache sprayer accomplishes all of that. But you need something else, a service counter and a group of people that'll help you when you need it. Simpson Farm Enterprises at SimpsonFarm.com and High Plains Apache from Mandan, they have the service, they have the equipment. All they need is your confidence. Online, SimpsonFarm.com or HighPlainsApache.com.
So see these cows here, Trent.
Welcome back, live across the pond. I know exactly what program we're doing. Andrew Henderson, Trent Luce. All right, you got follow-up to your infatuation with the monarchy of the UK?
Yeah, because all within the last 3 weeks, a guy called Thomas Kingston, who is the son-in-law of the Duke of York, he was found with his head blown off next to a shotgun, okay? And that was all, you know, big news. A royal member of the royal family commits suicide. Then it turns out that there's some people alleging that he was actually having an affair with Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales. But then it turns out that there's another person involved in this, which is Lord and Lady Chumley's daughter. And that is in Cheshire, near us. That's where that woman resides. And it turns out there's a rumour that she has maybe having allegedly an affair with Prince William, the heir to our throne. Now, where this all lies is all to do and surrounding the person that died, Lord Rothschild, BlackRock, Vanguard, the money, all of it, all seems to be hurdled up in this conundrum of why and where all our royals have disappeared to over the last month. None of them are doing royal duties anymore, Trent. This is no show we're watching here. It's a no show. No show. They've abandoned their normal responsibilities to work on behalf of the people of this country to promote it and to cover all the duties that they have around the world in order to raise money for charities, etc. These people have abandoned ship. They've disappeared. It is very interesting.
The only thing I find interesting in everything you shared is the timing of Jacob Rothschild's reported death. That this is taking place, who is undoubtedly the underwriter for most evil in the world.
Yes. And directly related to our royal family. And, there are no coincidences, are there? And
no.
There are no conspiracy theories. This is the coincidental nature of
this being
our world.
6 minutes after you called me a conspiracy theorist that needed to stop doing it.
No. I don't say that. I say that what we need to try and understand is that within all this that's coming out, the knowledge is coming out for a reason. It's because people are talking. It also means that some of that knowledge will be correctly skewed to make us feel that we're on the wrong track.
Mm-hmm.
Won't it? It's always given to us in a way that we're not getting the full story. And some of it sounds so ludicrous that it makes us people able to ridicule anybody that starts to speak like this. But frankly, why would a royal family Photoshop their pictures before they release them to the public? Why?
The better question is, why in 2024 is there a royal family?
For sure. But then you could talk about every leader in the world in the same way, even your own leader, who you quite freely admit was installed and not elected.
Yeah, correct. And been installed for like 50 years. So
yeah.
you accidentally not accidentally, it happens every time, led me right into what I wanted to focus on for the rest of the time. And that is, I cut my eye teeth in media 24 years ago because of what I saw the money influencing the animal rights community was actually doing.
Mm.
And it seems as though I get distracted from even that. But if you come back to what the animal rights community is doing, just two organizations within the animal rights community, which is tied into every one of these global initiatives, because the money all comes from the same people, whether it be abortion, whether it be the climate crisis hoax, whatever it may be. One way, the first way that I identified, and they tried to eliminate the ownership of property as individuals, was to put human emotions into puppies and cats and sell you through advertisements that these dog breeders and these people are just horrific individuals. And now ASPCA and the Humane Society of the United States, thanks to that little emotional plea, have garnered annual revenues of almost $500 million. Annually, $500 million to two nonprofit organizations. Well, we are coming on a 20-year anniversary of one of those organizations, particularly the Humane Society of the United States, which I aptly renamed Have Sex, You Stay. The Humane Society of the United States got busted because they were committing fraud with Hurricane Katrina, reportedly taking these animals, helping rescue them, and getting them to safe homes. Well, it turns out we know now they were literally taking these animals and euthanizing them and lying to people. Attorney generals like Scott Pruitt from Oklahoma did a great job blowing the whistle. And there was a tremendous amount of fraud there. But the other piece that is just really concerning, and I got a story here talking about the Humane Society of the United States bringing in thousands and thousands of dogs from South Korea. And there's been this huge movement, Andrew, to rescue these dogs from meat markets in South Korea, because we can't allow these people to continue to raise these dogs to be eaten. So they bring in thousands and thousands of dogs to the United States without proper health credentials. And since 2017, there is a very specific trail of the disease, including strep zoo, which is being perpetrated throughout the shelters. And what happens from a financial standpoint is a shelter brings in these dogs, they contaminate the dogs that are in the local shelters, and then HSUS, or the Humane Society International, they bring in their expert veterinarians or state officials, and they have to get a big grant to study what is really going on with these animals. That's where their revenues come from. They pilfer the public for profit. They create a disease challenge that is decimating the ownership of animals. Because remember, these organizations don't care about improving the conditions of animals. They care about eliminating animal ownership. And I got a very graphic picture. Oh,
well, that's
picture.
What the World Economic Forum says.
It's the same playbook. It's the same playbook. Yeah. It's the same people. Yeah. I want to show you this picture of a 27-year-old volunteer from Tennessee. It's a beautiful young lady who was working in one of these shelters and came in contact. Many of these diseases are zoonotic. And if you got the picture of these fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
27 years old. She had a zoonotic disease dealing with these puppies that came in from South Korea. And I got a trailer. I want to play the trailer, Andrew, and we can expand. It's 43 seconds long. This is a group of people that have been actually... Many of the people involved in this movement to put an end to this sham are literally whistleblowers that were employed within these organizations, and they said, we can take it no more. Like a John Boland, so to speak. So we'll just play that trailer now. I truly believe that if we can continue to expose what is taking place here and the fraud perpetrated upon the global citizen, we'll get to the money people who cause all the problems in the world. I truly believe that.
That's the way through, actually. This is the first time that I've actually seen not just why you're so fixated on this, but how powerful it can be to blow it wide open. Because the very people that love and cherish animals are being used by these people to do the opposite, aren't they?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, that's really powerful stuff. And bringing animals in from Korea for that purpose to actually decimate the ownership of pets in the Western world is a really, really terrible thing to do. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, it's not just that, it's harmful for the animal and for humans. It's terrible. What you've just revealed there is astonishing.
And I'll give you one other glaring example that John Bolin and I, because John Bolin was an investigator for ASPCA, the wealthiest animal rights organization in the United States. That's the organization that he one day woke up and said, wait a minute, I'm not doing the right thing here. But in the summer, I think it was May of 2020, ASPCA, they raided, along with local authorities, they raid a family's dog breeding operation in Mississippi. They load 20 dogs, I think it was 27 to be exact. They load 27 dogs in a van and they're driving them to Mississippi. They stole these dogs from these people because they supposedly had committed neglect and abuse on the animals, and they cooked them. They literally killed all 27 by not handling them properly in a van driving from Mississippi to Wisconsin, and nothing happened to them. Nobody looked at them and said, what a bunch of hypocrites, what a bunch of thugs that you blame this family for mistreating these animals. You put them in a van and cook them like they're in a microwave. That should be major news and shut down this entire organization.
I also think that you're highlighting something else, which has to be stopped very quickly, is the non-profit organization.
Yeah,
that is a very, very rich vein of corruption, isn't it? That's where it is.
That's an absolute true story right there. Andrew Henderson, Trent Luce, live across the pond, regaining control for the farmer, one bite at a time. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
At OLS Tubs, we focus on quality ingredients to create premium, low-consumption supplements that save producers time and money. Our customers see increased profits through better conception rates, heavier winning weights, and less time and money spent on doctoring herds. OLS formulas focus on highly bioavailable trace minerals and vitamins, as well as key ingredients to improve immune response, colostrum quality, and feed conversion. Our exclusive formula propels your livestock to their full genetic potential. This is why we confidently say OLS Tubs are simply the best.
People get sick for two reasons and two reasons only. Your body's missing something that it needs, or it's exposed to something that it doesn't need. So if you supplement what the body's missing, the body fixes itself. If you remove from the body toxins that are interfering with the body's doing what it is normally designed to do, then the body heals itself. It's really that simple.
NO2U, that's nitric oxide, NO, number two, letter U, .com. And you put Trent's coupon code, you don't pay any shipping.
In the heart of North Dakota lies a beautiful community to live, work, and